Hi guys, it's MacGyver here again. I co-hosted All Things Azeroth 321, which was released on the 29th of November, and in it, rather than the usual recorded segment, I did a special live edition of Spare Parts, with questions from the chat room and answering a couple of questions that have been provided by email. It's longer than the usual segments at around about 20 minutes, but I hope you enjoy. So, without any further ado, on with the show.
This is Spare Parts. Your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hello, junior engineers. This is a very, very special live Spare Parts. Completely experimental. So as I'm on the show today, I thought I'd do it live. So I just wanted to talk a little bit today about, I've had quite a few emails and questions in the last couple of weeks about leveling engineering. Now, I covered leveling engineering and starting a new engineer way back in episode 0, which was over a year ago, so some of the information is a little bit out of date. But essentially, the best way to look at leveling an engineer and starting a new engineer is to first see what you want to get out of it and set a few goals. So I highly recommend going to Wowhead, look up Wowhead and the engineering profession, start going through the list of items and the list of things that are there, and firstly see what your class and character can make and can use. So for example, if you've got a paladin, look for stuff that's plate rather than stuff that's cloth, or if you've got a clothy, you just stick with what's cloth and not with what you can't wear. And then just start setting a few goals. So say, okay, I really want to start making particular goggles, or I want to start making the engineering teleporters or something like that, and then work towards those goals. So collect your mats and start building towards those things, because if you just jump into it and start trying to build whatever, you'll end up becoming a little bit unsatisfied, I've found in the past, because you don't really know what you're doing and you're spending all of this gold and it's just costing you a whole heap of gold and you're not really seeing any benefit for it. Now, if you're trying to level engineering as you're leveling an alt, the most important thing I could probably recommend is that you maximize your skill early. So what that means is that you have a maximum profession skill point level that you can achieve for whatever XP level you're at. So once you ding level 5, you can start training engineering and you can max up to a maximum of 75 skill points. Now, I would highly recommend doing that at level 5 rather than leaving it till later on, because what that means is that the items that you can craft at level 5 can be used later on as you start leveling, so you're not out leveling the gear that you're making. One problem that I found is that by the time I started engineering, some of the coolest stuff I never actually got to use out in combat or out in the real world because I'd far outstripped it. Now, those levels are at level 5, you can be a maximum of 75 skill points, and at level 10, you can have a maximum of 150 skill points, and Wowpedia can point you to those skill levels further on. But that would probably be the way I would recommend leveling an engineer as you're leveling an alt. If you're at max level, you're probably going to want to get the stuff that's applicable to max level, which means you're going to want to power level your engineering. Now, when you power level your engineering, I would highly recommend using an online guide. There's plenty of ones out there that are free on the web. Don't pay for one, use a free one because they're very simple to follow. And then have a lot of gold on standby or be prepared to farm a lot of mats. The best profession to link, or the best gathering profession to link with engineering is mining, because most of the items that you use in engineering are bars of metal and gems, which you can get out of mining. So that would probably be the best way I recommend it. And again, you need to have goals. So what you need to do is work out what you want to build and then start working towards those goals, because if you don't have something that you actually want to build and to do, you'll end up just wasting a whole heap of money and time and be left feeling very unsatisfied. So that's probably it for the advice section. I want to thank very much, I'm just going to bring their name up, I want to thank very much Ishog from Enril Dream, who's a level 30, no, he's probably higher than level 30 now, but is an Orc Arms Warrior, who wrote in asking me a couple of detailed questions on this, and I hope I've answered them. So what I'll do now is I'll hand over to the chat room and to my co-hosts, and I'll start taking your questions live.
I'd like to know if you could make me a Pandaren Dragonling, please.
Yes, I... What, you want me personally to make a Pandaren Dragonling for you?
Well, yeah, you're friend, aren't you? I don't have that one. I need more pets.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I'll put it on the list. I'll see what I can do.
Two Spirits of Harmony. I mean, those are easy to get, aren't they?
Well, they are now, actually. Now that I've got 12 plots available on my farm, so I can farm a Spirit of Harmony pretty much every day, so it wouldn't take me very long to do that at all. No. I'll put it on the list. Send me an in-game mail or something, and I'll work it out for you.
I'll trade you a fossilized raptor, or I've got a terrible turnip for you if you want one. I'm willing to swap here.
Well, I would just do it out of the goodness of my heart. I don't actually, funnily enough, I don't actually collect pets myself. Although Natani, my wife, does, so she would be very happy to take some of those pets off your hands if you want.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Go ahead, Ro.
I was just going to say, I see a few questions in the chat room. One from Brazia. He's asking, what is MacGyver's favorite engineering trinket?
Oh, right now, absolutely my favorite engineering trinket is the Goblin Glider. I have this terrible, well, I don't know if it's a terrible habit, but it could turn into a terrible habit, where I have my Hearthstone set at... the Valley of the Four, not the Valley of the Four Winds, the Shrine of Two Moons, the Vale of Eternal Blossom, Shrine of Two Moons. And what I do is I mount up on my gyrocopter, I fly south over the mountains, and as soon as I hit the mountains, I drop off my flying mount and hit my glider, and I glide all the way to Half Hill. And I know it's slower, but I don't care, it's just fun. It's just so much fun. It's got this cool little noise and it pops out and it's woo, it's just awesome. Let's see, Gibbs in the chat room has asked, have I glided off the mountain yet? Yes, I have. In fact, the minute I discovered that tinker and applied it to my cloak, that was the very first thing I did. And I wasn't even max level yet. I went right to the very top of Mount Neverest, right to the summit, and I ended up flying all the way to the tunnel at the bottom of Kunlai. Yeah, that was cool. In fact, it lasts for 2 minutes after you deploy it. And so it's 2 minutes is quite a long time if you count it up, and it's just long enough to make it to that tunnel. So yes, it's awesome.
That's pretty crazy. I have a quick question personally, because I have yet to take up engineering, and there's been a couple times
shame
I really
you.
Wish I had engineering. Well, you and I have had a history about this. I had a little thing called the Achievatron that you fixed, but that's another story.
I did.
What would you say for someone picking up engineering and leveling up engineering, where would you say the hardest obstacles are in leveling up? At what point are the mats just really a grind or a pain? What would be the toughest spot?
Oh, well, I know it's probably changed a little bit since I last leveled up, but my personal experience was that the end of vanilla mats, so this was at the time, this is actually pre-cataclysm, so it may have changed now that all the zones have changed around a lot.
Right.
But what I found is that trying to get those last few skill points before you could head into Outland was actually the real problem, because the mats were just... nobody would sell them on the auction house. You just had to go and get them yourself. And especially things like the vanilla gems and that kind of thing, that was the hardest bit. And also trying to find people to make things that could only be made by other professions, so like mithril inlaid cylinders, which could only be made by blacksmiths, and the goblin rocket fuel could only be made by alchemists.
Gotcha.
That was probably the worst bit. But, you know, it helps to have a big guild, because invariably you will find somebody that has that, that can either make that stuff or has it.
Right. I see a couple people in the chat room saying thorium mats are the toughest.
I've actually got to say that I've found the thorium is not hard to get, mainly because nobody gathers it anymore. And that means you could fly around somewhere like Winterspring and pick up pretty much all of the thorium in the entire zone. It was more the rarer mats, especially things like herbs, because I didn't have a herbalist, and the herbs didn't tend to spawn as often as the metal did. I mean, thorium in Winterspring was just practically everywhere. But when you're talking about things like globes of water, which only drop off particular mobs, you know, you couldn't just farm them by mining, you had to actually kill the mobs. And there were a lot of times I did quite a few, you know, several hour-long sessions just running up and down in a trench in the south of Winter Spring, killing these frost elementals for these globes of water. It was just... that was probably the worst bit. And now, that's kind of followed on to the end of Outland as well, because there's a lot of things that need things like corium, and corium is very rare. And of course, it's a rare spawn in the node, so you've just got to keep flying around until you find it, or pay, you know, horrendous amounts of money on the auction house, so... That's probably the worst bit.
Or camp that guy in area.
Well, that
52.
That works. Yeah.
The corium.
Yeah, that's right. The and the corium power cores and things like that. Yeah, that works on a low pop server.
Right.
If you're on a reasonably high pop server, everybody is doing the same thing. So you can go up there at any time of day, and the only three people in area 52 at all will be three people sitting around this one NPC waiting for his mats to spawn. It's not an easy thing always. I guess that's part of the fun of it, but it's very satisfying when you can finally get past those little hurdles, I suppose you could say. What other questions have we got?
What is the best way to go for trying to level as quick as possible when you don't have the time to go out mining all the time? Is it better just to buy it off the auction house, or just suck it up and do it with mining you can?
Well, if you have a good guild, you can often scab... Oh, I shouldn't say scab. You can often take things out of the guild bank that nobody's using, especially in the way of odd stuff that nobody uses anymore. Because often what you'll find is that the mats just aren't available on the auction house at all. And somebody at some point has mined up some star ruby, and then they've just thought, what do I do with this? Oh, I'll stick it in the guild bank. And you can clear out this guild bank. The only other thing you can really do is you just have to troll the auction house. And what I often found is that going out and actually farming the mats myself was actually quicker than waiting for somebody to post them up on the auction house. But it's one of those things where there's really no way to avoid the time sink, unless you're on a really high population server, in which case the auction house is usually fairly well stocked with all of those kind of old mats, though. So there you go.
Yeah. I think one of these, I just need to take my druid out and actually have him do some mining out in Outlands and stuff, out in Outlands, because he doesn't really live Stormwood much.
Yeah, well, there's money to be made there too, because I mean, if you're the only person with a certain mat up on the market, you can use your excess ore that you've gone and farmed up and sell that on the auction house. You could make a little bit of money to offset your costs in leveling. It's a profession that is very expensive to level, but the same could be said of less exciting things like blacksmithing. I mean, blacksmithing's, you know, it's just not as cool to be, let's be honest, it's just not as cool, but it's just as expensive to level. So, there is a cost involved, whether it's in time or in gold, but there's no real way to avoid that at this point.
What's the most profitable thing to make as an engineer?
Well, at the moment, the most profitable thing to make as an engineer is actually to just sell off the ghost iron ore. Unfortunately, when Pandaria released, I was making a good amount of money by selling the little mechanical pets that you could make, and other stuff like guns and bows and things like that. But the only real market for those is hunters, and once they've got them, they don't tend to have to buy another one. Yeah, Illegal Wolf has just said on the chat room that certain cogwheels sell well, and yes, that is true. The Ghost Iron Dragonling, yes. It isn't an engineer-only trinket, and it's very, very customizable, so you can put 600 of three different stats into it, and anybody can equip it. I gave one to Natani, and she put in, paladin appropriate cogwheels and things like that. And the cogwheels are only manufactured by engineers, so people who are still using that trinket, every so often they'll need to adjust their stats and they want to throw in a new cogwheel, and so you've got a little bit of a market there. But unfortunately, when Pandaria released, account-wide pets pretty much blew away the entire pet selling market, because people only needed to buy a pet once now. And pets that used to sell for 600-700 gold a piece, I can't get rid of them for 10. You know, there's just nobody that wants to buy. It's not that they're not worth that. There's just nobody wants to buy them. They're worth nothing because I can't sell them at all. So it's I'm glad that I didn't build up too much of an inventory of pets, and I sort of made the money that I could when I could, because anybody trying to sell the pets now and make a profit out of it, it just doesn't work, unfortunately.
I have a feeling that any future engineering pets that come out, whether it's in Mysipandaria or future expansions, they're going to end up being pets that require far more expensive materials to construct for that very reason.
Well, I mean, they need to put... they're always looking at putting gold sinks in the game. Probably the coolest thing that I want right now that I can't afford is not the depleted Kyparium rocket. It's the geosynchronous world spinner. It's another mount. And unfortunately, it costs 60,000 gold in vendor mats, much like the Mechanohog did, just to be able to build it. And I don't have 60k. I just don't have it. So that's going to be a goal of mine over the next, 6 months or so, is just to save up that amount of gold so I can build my rocket mount.
Yeah, well, I've got a jewel craft here, and I'm looking at the obsidian knight, not the obsidian nightwing, the onyx panther.
The panthers.
And yeah, it's like each of the individual panthers used to make that up require 20,000 gold in vendor mats. So that's 80,000 gold just to make that, and that's just insane.
Yeah, the mysterious orb, I think they're called, sold by that goblin. Yeah, well, the geosynchronous world spinner needs three of those, plus a whole bunch of living steel, plus a whole bunch of trillium, and I mean you can eventually get that stuff, but that is a gold sink, those three orbs, because there's no other place you can get them. So it's just one of those things. If you want to have the coolest stuff, you've got to be willing to pay for it sometimes. So I guess that's okay. I guess.
But one question.
Yes.
Gnomish or goblin engineering?
Gnomish. Gnomish. I.
Thank you. Thank you. High five.
Yep. High five. I did go goblin there for a while. At the end of Wrath, when Hunter still had ammo, I was gnomish, and I switched to goblin so I could make the bullets as opposed to the arrows. Because I had a gun at the time. Still do. I have guns all the way. But once we didn't need ammo anymore, it didn't matter. So I switched back to Gnomish, and I've been there ever since. It just, for the purposes of using the teleporters and things like that, that was how it worked out best practically for me. Because the old world teleporters, you can use one or the other depending on if you're Gnomish or Goblin. And the Gnomish ones were more convenient locations for me.
All right, are there any other questions in chat there?
Does not look like it.
If I've seen any. Last chance. Oh, Illegal Wolf also just pointed out something with the Ghost Iron Dragonling. The cogwheels, the engineering cogwheels, they are unique, which means that you can only have one of them on your character total, not per piece of armor, total. Because I've made the engineering helm, the goggles, which are very cool this expansion, by the way. But they also... I went to put a couple of new cogwheels in it, and I couldn't put the stats that I really wanted in because I already had the cogwheels equipped in my Dragonling. So that's just something to be aware of. I ended up having to put some, I think, mastery and... something else on, which weren't the best stats, but they were a boost to something. So yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that live spare parts, Moo. Glad to have you on and give you the opportunity to do that. Hopefully we can do that again sometime in the future.
No worries, it was good fun. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Thanks everyone for being so patient and listening. I hope you enjoyed that live edition of Spare Parts. Thanks very much to Medros, Ro and Nanania for giving me the opportunity to have a go at something new. If you have any World of Warcraft engineering questions, please send them to spareparts@gmail.com or send them to my Twitter @Moogiver, MOOGYVER. So, until next time, stay safe, remember to not and ah so much when doing a live show, and tinker with pride.